Greetings, comrades. It's Ayanayamame.
I wasn't ready for that.
Oh, hit you with a curveball. But it is! It's Ayanayamame, and I believe this episode is 66. 66. Wow, we're almost at 100.
Not really. But no, we're getting almost there. Like 3/4 of the way there.
Yeah. well, 66 is, you know...
It's a lot more than anybody ever thought we'd make.
Yeah, literally. That's all I can hope for, is that we're doing better than expectations.
Yep. So see you guys at episode 67.
Right.
End it.
it is going to be a little short episode today. We did not record last week.
Because there was literally nothing.
A little bit of news, but it's fine.
I mean, some Bellator shit. Yeah. Or whatever.
Let's go over that now. The Heavyweight Grand Prix finally has a finale. I was wrong. I've been wrong before. I will be wrong again, but I was wrong. I will say when I'm wrong, and I was wrong.
But who were you wrong to?
Everyone. specifically, you.
I want to say ha 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 for saying that Ryan Bader would not make it.
Yeah.
Because Ryan, you said Ryan Bader's too small.
Yep.
How did he handle your number one pick, Matt Meathead Mitrione?
He manhandled him.
I mean,
he took him out back and
absolutely just him. Destroyed him.
Just brutal. I mean, did he even land a punch?
I don't know.
I really don't know if
probably
he did.
Probably not.
Yeah, so Ryan Bader completely destroyed Matt Mitrione to get into the finals.
Man, it was bad.
Yeah, it was really bad.
You were sick watching that, weren't you?
So sick.
I know.
There were really no other good fights on that card, to be honest.
Yeah, nothing really of note.
Ben Henderson won.
Yeah,
that's about it.
His best performance in the Bellator cage yet,
definitely. And then in the very next night, we had Chael fighting Fedor.
Yeah, and
I was wrong again.
You take that. You said Fedor. The two people you hated on most out of my four picks are fighting each other in the finals. So you know what, Slim? What did we bet on it? Like a pack of beer or something?
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you double or nothing.
For
the championship, you get Fedor. If Fedor wins, I don't, you know, it's a wash. Nobody owes anybody anything. But if Ryan Bader wins, I get two packs of beer.
Yeah, but I think Bader's gonna win.
Well, you don't get to pick.
Why would I take that bet? I think Bader's gonna
win.
Well,
don't take the bet.
I won't take the bet. So I owe you beer either way, basically. Good. Shit, I hate being wrong. Shit.
But Fedor looked really good in his fight.
He did.
First round TKO of
Chael. It didn't help the Chael through the fight, but I'm still going back to that.
That was he thought he had like a moment of genius, and it was just a dud.
He tried to roll over his back and take him with him, and Fedor just stood there like, no,
he just literally got on top of him and TKO'd him.
Oh, that was brutal, man. Did you hear the clip? Chael was like, yeah, he hits really hard. I don't know what old Chael ever did to him, but
I loved how they had Frank Mir on that bitch, and like Josh Thompson kept saying shit that was like lightweight fucked up.
Like what? I didn't catch that.
He just said something like, yeah, the last couple people Fedor fought, blah 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 blah. Just totally forgetting that the last person he fought was Frank Mir.
Damn.
And he was like, no offense. Frank Mir's just sitting there like,
This could have been
big
me.
Big and sad.
Yeah. Big and sad.
Mm-hmm.
Why was Chuck Congo not in there? He had a great performance one of those nights, too.
I think that was, that's when Fedor and Chael fought.
Yeah. He should be in that tournament.
Whatever. I agree, but.
Either way, next time. There's always next time. He should get the winner of the championship anyway.
That's what they said in his post-fight interview. They asked him if. That's who he wants.
Good. Because he's on like, what, fucking five wins?
Yeah, he hasn't lost since like 2014 or something.
Ridiculous. So that was our Bellator rundown. So we now have a new main event, or new championship title fight for the heavyweight champ in Bellator. And it is Ryan Bader versus Fedor Emelianenko in January.
Yeah.
I like that. What do you think about them doing Friday and Saturday night shows? I thought that was kind of weird, but I liked it.
What?
Is this what tomorrow's gonna be like too?
No, Go ahead and tell the people what's going on tomorrow.
Well, I had a question.
Oh, sorry. I didn't
what,
even listen.
I said, what did you think about them doing a Friday night and then a Saturday night show the very next day?
I mean, obviously, it's a little bit weird, but it probably sold. I mean, did you watch the like little fast motion clip of how they like got all the stuff from one stadium to the next?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, shit's pretty wild. Like, nice. There were some people busting their ass to move all that shit. Because it wasn't like they just had something set up at one location.
Right, okay.
And then they just drove to the next one. Like, they had to fucking break everything down and bring it to the next stadium.
No, that's
like,
cool. That's badass. Good for them. Okay. But tomorrow, we're going to be on the Before We Head Out podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to be kicking it with Lord Z and the Doc.
I don't know. We'll probably talk about cats.
No, we'll probably do everything we can to not talk about cats. But,
bro,
I can promise you there will be shenanigans.
Your fucking stories about tripping, all you guys, it gave me anxiety listening to it.
I didn't even tell my story.
I just kept sitting there like, ugh. You told one. You were just playing like Call of Duty and shit.
Nope,
or no, you were commentating.
Yeah, that's when we ate shrooms, though.
Yeah. But okay. Yeah, it was alarming, if you will.
Yeah, you're a good person, Slim.
Thanks, bud. What you looking up over there?
I don't know why there's a random, check this out. Take my computer here. So if you look right there in the middle, it says the outlaw gallops into the UFC or something like that.
Yeah.
And that's literally them announcing Dan Hardy entering the UFC. Look at the date on 2008? When it was posted.
What?
Why is
randomly in there?
Yeah, so I'm sitting. I was looking at it, and that's why I was just so confused, not listening to you for a second, because I was just like, "What? No, like, is there another Dan Hardy or something?" Like,
no, you don't listen to me a lot. It's fine.
Yeah, I do. Shut up.
You ran into my mom this week.
Oh, I didn't get to tell this story. Do you already know what happened?
Vaguely, my mom just kind of so here's how my mom described. She's like, "Oh, yeah, I ran into Taylor at Acme." And I went up to her and said hi, and Taylor goes, "Andrew, do you know who that is? That's Slim's mom." And he was like, "Yeah, I know," and didn't really look at me.
Yeah,
and my mom thought that was weird. I was like, "You were probably stoned off your gourd."
That's exactly what it was. So what happened was Taylor like knocked off like two bags of chips from like the top row. As soon as your mom was walking up, so like I was bent over grabbing these two bags of chips, and your mom like came from behind me, and I was just totally fried to the bone. And then she's like, "Hi," and I just turned around, and I was just like, "Hi," and like looked back over,
chips.
Yeah, and like put them back up there. And then Taylor was like, "Do you know who that is?" I was like, "Yeah, it's Slim's mom." And then just like kind of went about my business. I was like, "What's up? Tell Slim I said hi." Like,
just kind of
like
out of there.
Yeah, I just kind of like kept it very small talk. Like,
yeah.
Because every time I go into Acme and I'm high, bro, I run into somebody I know.
I hate that.
Like, it's just like a given.
Well, it's
every
like the
single
community
time.
Melting pot.
Yeah, I know, but, man, and I go into, I make sure it's like Walmart. Like, I have to hit the bowl before I go into fucking Acme, you know? Like,
you are high so much anymore. I feel like you don't even, like, realize
you're
high.
What do you mean I'm high so much anymore? I've been high every day since I was, like, 14.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, it's not even a thing to you anymore.
Yeah, it's like people smoking a cigarette.
Right. So why does it bother you?
It doesn't. But my boss, man, she tried, like, saying, oh, somebody told me you smelled like weed, blah, blah, blah. I was like, yeah, that happened, like, 2 months ago. Like, I literally was like, yeah, that's old.
Like, old news.
And then she kept trying to talk about it. I'm just like, yeah, like, I don't know what to tell you. Sorry.
Sorry, I'm not incriminating myself.
Yeah. But hey, if you need some insurance, let me know.
That's a good pitch. Hey, you need some insurance.
Honestly, I'm not even going to come to you anymore. Like, if you need insurance, you just come to me. I can't wait to see Jeff Hughes fight.
I know.
I miss Jeff.
I
Where's El Jefe?
I asked him if he had some lined up, and he don't.
I know.
Fucking Chosen One got something.
Yeah, there's been so many fighters getting shit.
Sucks. I think
why not Jeff Hughes?
I think they're waiting for the right time. Oh, you know who Chuck Congo knocked out? Tim Johnson.
Oh yeah.
So Jeff isn't gonna be able to fight the mustache.
Yeah, right. That dude's coming back to the UFC.
Remember we kept saying he's...
That's who he should fight?
Yeah. So Jeff is not going to fight the mustache. But it's okay. What are you doing?
You would fuck that dude up.
What other fights have? Oh, Eddie Alvarez signed to one fighting championship. What do you think about that? I think he's just going to completely dominate over and end his career.
But do you know what he's? Do you know whose weight division he's in?
No,
Ben Askren's.
He was up to 170.
Ben Askren's 155. I thought. He's not a lightweight.
He's welterweight.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think Eddie Alvarez could go to 170?
For sure. I'm sure they'll make that happen. But now Ben actually has someone like with a name.
Ben
to
Ben Askren probably wouldn't take that though.
I feel like he would.
Nah,
he'd dominate him.
Nah, he's soft.
He'd dominate him.
Sorry for all you MMA aficionados who think like Ben Askren's so awesome. But
you think Ben's soft?
Yeah.
Dude, I do. He's great. Isn't he undefeated like forever?
Yeah. Let's
I think Ben would just completely wipe the floor with Eddie.
I watched Daniel Cormier wrestle Kale Sanderson in 2001.
Really?
Daniel's senior year. Kale Sanderson, the greatest college wrestler ever.
Oh,
155-0.
What?
In his career.
Oh, my God.
At Iowa State University. Wild.
Did he lose?
No.
No,
who? Daniel. Oh, yeah. He got washed.
Really?
He lost a dude six times in his senior year.
Oh, damn. That sucks.
Yeah.
Well, who went to the Olympics?
Kale Sanderson.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ben Askren, he went to the Olympics. He won two... Or I'm sorry, those are just like not the Olympics.
I just have...
Oh, he did wrestle in the Olympics, and he got beat.
Hmm. I just keep having flashbacks to when Dana White said, we'll never get him in the UFC, because watching him fight is like taking an Ambien trying to stay up.
I guess he did fight Shinya Aoki, but...
Past his prime, I feel like. I don't know. Like I said, I feel like Eddie's going to completely dominate. There's going to be no one for him.
He beat Andre Korshkov, too. I'm hollering.
Yeah, Ben's a dog.
Douglas Lima.
Mm-hmm.
Lyman Good. Yeah, I'm hot.
Everybody. Everybody over there. Everybody. Man. But they will. I'm sure they'll make that happen. Unless Ben comes to the UFC, that'd be dope.
Nah.
Ben versus GSP. Give me that.
That'd be cool, but that's probably not going to happen.
What do you think about Khabib talking about fighting Floyd?
I think that is absolute garbage nonsense.
I think it's a horrible idea.
The only reason Floyd fought Conor is because Conor is one of the greatest knockout artists in the UFC. Khabib is one of the best wrestlers in the UFC.
Right.
I don't give a fuck that he's the first person to drop Conor with a punch.
Right.
I don't give a fuck about none of that. Khabib would get literally just destroyed. I mean, just... It would be one of the most unfair boxing matches of all time.
100%.
Floyd Mayweather versus Khabib. It would be... First off, I would not buy that. I'm going to illegally stream that. I'm telling you that right now.
Not supporting your slaughter on camera.
Yeah. It's just... that it's stupid. It shouldn't even be talked about. If Floyd's going to come back, he needs to fight Manny Pacquiao or fucking Canelo.
Yeah.
Canelo just signed an 11-fight, $365 million deal with DAZN. Is that what we're going
DAZN,
with?
DAZN, yeah.
That shit's whack.
That's
first
crazy.
Off, sorry. DAZN
whack. I'm unsubscribing to it. I only really got it for these last couple of
I unsubscribed for after the very first fight I watched on that shit. I ain't paying for that.
Well, I didn't, because I thought that Bellator was exclusively on DAZN now. I didn't know that they're still on Paramount.
Yeah.
That's why I got it. But they're still on TV. Like, yeah. why am I getting this app? Oh, I can watch it on the go. I don't care. Like, what?
Canelo's making $1.5 million a week now.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he's making like $128 a second.
God.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Think
legit.
About that. Does that hurt?
That hurts a lot. Hurts my pocketbook.
What else do we have in news?
New news, everyone.
I mean... We got Kat Zingano versus Megan Anderson, UFC 232, so that'll be a good one. What else? We had some bouts added to the Milwaukee event. We're going to have Tuesday night Contender Series graduate Juan Adams, who, if you remember, Jeff Hughes was on that same exact card with Juan Adams.
Yep.
Speaking of.
Chosen one.
He's going to be putting his unbeaten record on the line versus Chris De La Roca, who just beat Rashad Coulter.
Yeah.
And then we're also going to get Adam Milstead versus Mike Rodriguez.
Who would I say Milstead looked like?
I don't know, but you baked him really good once. Yeah. That's got him. So fucked up.
Can't hide from me, boy. <Got him. laughs> Oh, too funny.
Silly.
Fuck. We have a great card this weekend.
Yeah. Should we just get straight into that?
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. And, of course, for UFC 232, I just don't know if we announced this shit or not, but we're going to get Jon Jones, the return.
Yep.
Against Alexander Gustafsson.
Did we announce this? Well, we've
for
had...
the light heavyweight championship of the world. I don't know.
But... we haven't talked to him in 2 weeks.
Yeah, so probably not. Also on that card, which, honestly, I think I'm more excited for, Cyborg versus Amanda Nunes.
I know. Will Nunes be the first woman ever to beat Cyborg?
Well, Cyborg lost her very first fight ever.
Oh, in UFC. I forgot about that.
I feel like that doesn't count, though. Like...
I know.
I hate that.
I know. It's like Jon Jones' record. Like,
but that's different. Like, true. Jon Jones really never lost to anybody. Like, true. Like, for real.
He got disqualified because he beat his ass too much.
Yeah, literally.
Oh, shit.
But, okay, yeah. There's literally no news other than that. Dana White said Tony Ferguson's next in line for Khabib. That's
yeah,
about to make.
The sixth time.
Yeah, so... keep your eyes on that, but other
you know,
than that...
You know what they say, the sixth time's the charm.
Yeah, other than that, though, I mean, a very, very slow news week in MMA.
Pretty much.
So Slim and I are going to go ahead and give you our predictions for UFC Fight Night 138, Volkan versus Smith. It's going to be taking place in Moncton, New Brunswick, Canada.
Nice.
Yeah, there Moncton.
Another... wait, what? Isn't there a pay-per-view coming up in Canada, too? 231, right?
Yeah.
Holloway and Ortega?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My Browns and my Cavs lost. Anybody says anything to me, I'll punch you in your face.
Oh, shit. The Indians are trash.
Hey,
too,
whoa. Like... hey, buddy, whoa. You're talking out your ass over there.
We still got Jeff.
Jeff's literally our last hope.
Literally,
bro.
All right, from the top, we have Stevie Braveheart Ray going up against Jessen Iari.
Last time we saw Jessen Iari, do you know who he fought, Slim?
I don't remember, no.
It was the one, the only, Darren Till.
Oh,
he
really?
Lost. Yeah, before that, though, he was on an 7-fight win streak. He is 1-1 in the UFC. He has been known to get knocked out or submitted, but he only lost to Darren Till by a decision. I watched that fight today, though. He got brutalized in the first round.
Really?
I just think Stevie Ray is a little bit more technical. I think he kind of goes for it more, a little bit more powerful. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Stevie Ray in this fight.
Yeah, same.
I know he's on a 2-fight skid, but he fought Paul Felder and Kijon Johnson. The Kijon Johnson, that was a split decision. We saw what happened with Paul Felder, but...
Paul Felder's the truth.
Yeah, exactly. Other than that, though, his UFC record is 5-3. He's shown glimpses. I think he's going to pull this one off. I'm going with Stevie Ray.
I would agree.
ANA MMA says put your money on Stevie Ray. Let's go to the heavyweight division.
The two new prospects.
Kinda. I mean, they're old now.
Yeah.
Like to us.
They were. Well, they
Jeff
were
Hughes prospect. Is like for real the new true. Heavyweight prospect.
Yeah, these guys, I remember when they first came in the UFC, they won their first fight and everyone was like, oh shit, these are.
We were so hyped about Gold though. Remember
literally. And they just got fucking pushed around
got
last
washed
fight.
Up.
Like, damn. And then Bullar, the first omoplata choke in I don't know how long.
Yikes.
I'm like, damn. Anyway, like I said, Arjan Bular going up against Marcelo Gomes.
Yeah, so last time we saw Marcelo Gomes, well, like you mentioned, Arjan Bular got omoplated by fucking Adam Wieserak.
Yeah.
But Marcelo Gomes, he lost to Tim Johnson.
The mustache.
Before that, though, he had a rear naked choke over Christian Colombo. He had knocked everybody out in the first round before that as well.
Honestly, Tim's game plan in that fight was where Gomes You know, he couldn't keep up because Tim just kept pushing him against the cage and dirty boxing him. When Golem had his moments in the breakaway, he looked great. He was laying shots, and they're accurate. But
this one's just really hard to call because, I mean, Bular, he goes the distance in his fights. He likes to, you know, kind of wear at people.
Mm-hmm.
His last fight, he was doing exactly what he does. He was doing very good wrestling. He just got caught by Wizarek with that weird omoplata. Meanwhile, Marcelo Gomes, I mean, Tim Johnson just kind of bodied him.
Right.
I think Arjan Bular is going to do the same thing.
I'm going to take Gomes in this one.
Ooh, ANA MMA going to disagree on this one. Slim's
thinking.
I just pictured your face on like a pack of those like ugly cigarettes that like Cruella DeVille smokes, like the Slims.
Can I get a pack of Newport Slims?
Ew. Okay, and I'm going with Arjan Bular.
Yeah.
Or I don't even know. Slim's going with Marcelo Gomes. Fuck you.
Okay. In the next fight, we got a newcomer. Don Mage.
What do you got on Don Mage? Other than his terrible name.
The Magic Man? Mage? Is it Mage, man?
So his two losses in his career came to the same person. It was Leon Meinhardt.
Well, you know what? Mine says he's 7-1, so I'm going to let you take this away.
Okay, yeah, he's 7-3-1. Oh my gosh, he lost three times to the same dude.
What?
I swear, bro. Here, look real quick. Look at this shit.
Who was it? Why? Why do you keep fighting him? A TKO, a decision, and then submission. Jesus.
Ouch.
All within 3 years.
Ouch.
What? That's crazy. Leon Meinhardt.
Yeah. So that dude has his number. He is going up against another newcomer, but he was on Dana White's Tuesday Night Contender Series where he got a really good win over a pretty tough opponent.
Oh, yeah.
A 28-second knockout by Tejovan Edwards. Man, this kid has shown it. I've seen it. He's also beat a notable fighter in Usman. Tomáš Diagne. Oh, get these little cats away from me, bro. Other than that, though, he gets it done in the first round. He had one fight that he lost via decision. I'm going with T. Edwards.
Same. I think he beats Tomáš.
Tomáš. Is he from, is that why he's on
South
this
Africa.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Dome Mage.
All right. So that is the UFC Fight Pass preliminary card. Honestly, at this point, UFC is not paying me. So you can just illegally watch those if you want.
Okay. How can you?
I don't know. People have ways.
Fair enough. Get a jailbreak your Fire Stick.
I don't have a Fire Stick. I got a Roku, dog.
Yeah. Can you jailbreak those?
I got Sling TV, dog.
I was thinking about getting a Fire Stick to jailbreak it.
Yeah.
Free pay-per-views, dude. That'd be worth
it. She looking like a movie, yeah.
on to the first fight on Fox Sports 1. We have Catalina Bernardo going up against Sarah Moraes.
Old cheesecake. So, oh, wow, I didn't know this. So she fought Juliana Pena in 2012, and Juliana Pena beat her. And then in the Ultimate Fighter, Juliana Pena beat her.
Really?
The next year. That's pretty wild. That's dope. Cheesecake last time. Dude, I'm so baked right now. I'm so fried.
Oh, that hurt my brain to cough. Oh, God. I drank an entire fifth of Hennessy last night, and I am feeling it today. Blacked out on Shawty already.
Slim got a new girlfriend.
Aww. Yo, she said when I got in the Uber, I hit my head on the door on the way in, and then just was dead silent the whole time. Like, the Uber didn't even talk. I'm always talking to my Ubers, like, yo, how's your night going, man? Do you do Lyft, too? Like, I'm always saying something to him, but I was just quiet as fuck. Got in the house, bouncing off of everything, and then I made her and I a plate of food, like some random shit, like couple chicken tenders, and then like a salad.
I can only imagine.
And I set my, it was bomb. It was slapping though, because it was 3 a.m. I set mine on my chair and got up to get a drink, and it flipped over.
Oh no.
Into my trash can, a full plate of food. I was furious. So I had to go make another one. I was so upset. But yeah.
Back to the fight.
I'm so pigged right now. That was so funny. You just said to stop and let everyone know.
Because I just like, I sound tweaky. I'm no, just fried you're, right you're, now.
I didn't
bro.
Even know until you let me know. All right, anyway.
Where's Bob?
Cheesecake. Cheesecake is 2-2 in the UFC so far.
Talita Bernardo has lost both of her fights in the UFC.
I think I'm going to go Cheesecake.
Me as well. I'm going with Cheesecake. Slim as well. As well.
And so is he. And so am I.
Jewel.
Yeah. It's like going to calm you down, bring you back to earth.
Yeah, probably. I'm just having a good time, man.
Yeah, me too. All right, anyway. On to the next fight. Wait, where's this? Where is New Brunswick?
It's in Canada.
Is it?
Moncton.
There's like only been one.
That's what they keep calling it, is UFC Moncton.
There's only been one Canadian fighter so far. Everyone else from like England and shit.
Yeah.
Anyway. We have Calvin Kattar going up against...
Qatar
going up against Chris Fishgold.
The newcomer.
Fishgold.
So a little bit of background here on Fishgold. He has a mean submission game. 17 wins, 12 of them by submission. He has only lost once, and that was all the way back in 2015. It was a decision against a guy named G. Bum Moon.
Wow.
After that, he had a draw. Since then, every single fight except one, first round finish.
Damn.
He has a mean guillotine choke. He has a mean rear naked choke. Seems like he gets most of his finishes done by that. Actually, all of his fucking submissions are by guillotine or rear naked choke. He has one armbar. He's going up against Calvin Kattar, who's shown really, really good glimpses. I mean,
yeah, first one to knock out Shane Burgos.
Yeah, and then he fought Renato Carneiro, which is not an easy fight whatsoever. That was back when Khabib fought Iaquinta.
Moicano, who'd you say?
Carneiro, Moicano. Yeah, he's got like two last names.
Oh, okay. And then he also has a win over Touchy Feely. But judging from what you said, I think I'm going to take Mr. Fishgold.
Man, this is going
to... This is a banger.
Yeah, this is going to be a really good fight. Let's see. Qatar has lost 3 of his fights. 1 by decision, 2 by decision. And he got submitted once by a rear naked choke in 2008.
Has he learned from it?
So... if it's standing up, Calvin Kattar has an advantage.
For sure.
If it goes to the ground, I think Fishgold wins. I'm going to have to go with Fishgold.
Nice.
ANA MMA. Agree on this one. We're putting our money on Chris Goldfish Fishgold.
Goldfish Fishgold.
You like that?
Yeah. A little play on words there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need that sound clip.
Yeah. Oh my god. You say you're gonna show me videos of people doing it, but you never did.
Oh, I just need to show you the one. But yeah, go ahead and start this next fight.
In the next fight we have Nasrat Hakparast. That was a mouthful. Going up against Hakparast. going up against I've said this before.
You've said it a million times.
Dude,
are you serious? Are you almost fried?
My brain is just a mush. I can feel it shaking around.
Thibault Gauthier.
GT.
Not goatee.
Gauthier. He's got gout. That damn gout. What do you got? Oh my god. That's the first one of those I've seen, honestly.
Bro, there's so many of them. They're fucking hilarious.
That is funny.
Yeah, but Back to the fight again. Nasrat Haqparast. Last time we saw him in the UFC, he beat Mark DeCasey. Before that, he lost to Marcin Held, who has a really good ground game. 1-1 in the UFC, but a win over Mark DeCasey. Woo! Yeah. That's not easy to do.
Somehow.
Oh, my God. I thought that was Sean.
I would have been running. Thibault Gotti.
He Gotti. Is 1-4 in the UFC.
Somehow they liked him enough to keep him because
he was 11-0 before he came here.
And then he went on a 3-fight losing streak.
Yeah.
And got his first win, a knockout, and then got another loss.
But granted, he fought Sage Northcutt, Chad Laprise, Olivier Aubin-Mercier. He's fought some really good fighters. I got to go with Haqparast in this one.
Same.
ANA MMA going with Nasrat Haqparast. Moving on to the next fight.
This is going to be a banger. Sean Strickland going up against Nordin Taleb.
And this is going to be at welterweight. The last fight's at lightweight, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Sean Strickland, we've seen him. Hey, cat, get out of here. Sean Strickland, we have seen him for a long time in the UFC, since 2014. He had a loss to Kamaru Usman. He beat Court McGee, and then he had a loss to Zaleski Dos Santos back in May. So yeah. He's looking to get back on the win column.
Going up against Nordin Taleb, who has notable wins over Li Jinglong, Eric Silva, Oliver Ankamp, Danny Hot Chocolate Roberts. He's also lost to Santiago Ponzinibbio, Warley Alves. So he's fought some really good opponents. He's also, I don't know if I already said this, because like I said, I'm fried. He has been in the UFC since 2014, previously fought in Bellator. Last time he fought, he lost to Claudio Silva via a rear naked choke. He is kind of prone to submissions. You think Sean Strickland's going to be able to get that done?
Yes.
He has a pretty decent submission game. I'm going to go with Sean Strickland in this one.
Okay.
What about you?
Same.
ANA MMA going with Sean Strickland. And that's going to be the UFC prelims on Fox Sports 1. Yeah, and I got a Sling TV now, Slim, so I got Fox Sports 1 and Fox Sports 2, baby. Yeah,
that's what's up.
Cool, cool, cool.
Moving on, staying on Fox Sports 1, onto the main card, we got Court the Crusher McGee going up against Alex Garcia.
So, Court the Crusher McGee, last time we saw him in the UFC cage, he lost to Sean Strickland. Kind of on a little bit of a skid. He also lost to Ben Saunders. He
is an Ultimate Fighter winner.
He is. He's 2-4 in his last six fights. He's been in the UFC since 2010. I mean, he's been through the ringer, man.
Yeah, he's he trains with the Iceman, Chuck Liddell.
Ooh. I saw him training with, I think, he was with Devontae Smith.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Devontae Smith literally, like, replies to everything I say to him on social media.
Seriously?
But he will not come on the show.
What?
I mean, he's out in Colorado right now. But
what did you ask him again?
I mean, I asked him like twice.
What'd he say?
He's just always like, oh, I'll have to talk to my manager.
Really? Say, hey, whatever. Hey, I got this show. They're not going to pay me. The manager's like, don't do it.
So he's taking on Alex, the Dominican Nightmare Garcia. He is on a win-loss, 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 win-loss streak.
Literally.
So what? He is due for a win, and I think he's going to get it over Court the Crusher.
I would have to agree.
ANA MMA going with Alex, the Dominican Nightmare Garcia.
Bob, make sure you don't throw away this particular bottle of Faygo.
Why?
If you didn't know, Monty, 2 weeks ago, when we recorded right before the main show.
Yeah, Sean went to ICP.
Came home dripping in Faygo. Apparently what they do is they like...
Faygo dripping. Drip, drip.
Literally. Apparently they just fucking shake up bottles, throw them on the ground, and this one spiraled off the stage and just smacked him in the tit.
Oh.
No, right in the tit. And so he picked this up. He's like, I'm taking this home forever. There'll probably be none left. And then he showed me a video. Did I show you this video? It was disgusting. I had Sean send it to me. The floor looked like a river.
Why is this a thing?
Because it's ICP, bro.
But why?
I couldn't tell you.
Bob?
It's always been a thing, man. It's the beginning of time.
You've been to the outpost, right? You know what the outpost looks like.
Your phone's not even on.
Yeah, it is. It's dark. Once he zooms down.
Ew.
Soaked. He said the rafters were just dripping with Faygo.
That's not fun.
There was just bottles everywhere. That's not fun. Just soaked. Just trash and bottles.
That's pushing it for me.
There was dudes there, like, swallowing swords, and this dude's letting him staple money on his, like, stomach and shit.
Okay.
Yeah. It was pretty wild. I don't know.
Bob, like, came around the corner and punched me for talking down on ICP.
He probably will.
I would.
You wouldn't. ICP?
I would not do that to you.
For the record. Bob is a pacifist, but he's not afraid to pacifist
through your face.
Yeah. Anyway, where were we?
What? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Man. Don't
What's
throw away
on?
That bottle of Faygo because
today?
That's Sean's bottle of Faygo for all time. He only drinks diet. What is this?
Diet poop juice.
Nope. That's
speaking of, shout out to our sponsor, Diet Poop Juice.
Okay. I don't want to be sponsored by Faygo, but I mean, if they cut the check, though, I might drink it.
Well,
give me some Moon Mist.
All right, let's move on.
Okay,
we're getting off track here.
So Alex Garcia beats Court McGee.
Yep. And next fight we got in the light heavyweight division. I'm sorry, I didn't even see what this was. Yeah, light heavyweight division. We have Jean Valente going up against Ed Herman, making his return to the UFC cage.
Valente, we saw him quite a while ago. He took that L to Sam Alvey.
Yeah, and last time we saw Ed Herman, he lost to CB Dalloway. He's kind of on a skid right now. He's lost.
Did he drop down to middleweight for that? Because CB's a middleweight.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, because Nikita Krylov.
He was fighting at middleweight for a minute.
Okay. Back up to light heavy. Jean Valente, I like him as a person. I've heard him talk about just random things. He's a cool guy, but I don't like his fighting style. He's kind of slow. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm going with Jean Valente in this one.
I'm going with Ed Herman.
ANA MMA going to disagree. Slim's going with Ed. Short fuse Herman. I'm going with Jean Valente.
In the next fight, we got Andre Sukumthoth. Sukumthoth going up against Jonathan Martinez.
An original fan of the show, Andre the Asian sensation Sukumthoth.
Yeah.
He's
an original fan.
He liked our shit, bro.
I know.
He fucks with us.
I know.
He is 1-3 in the UFC. Just took a loss to Sean O'Malley. He was the first person to beat Luke Coolhand Sanders, though. I don't know if that's true. I might have just made that up. But he's going up against Jonathan Martinez, who's coming into the UFC with a 9-1 record. We haven't seen him yet, so I'm pretty excited. The last combat league he was in, or I don't know what to call it, last promotion he was in, was called the Fist Fight League.
Okay.
I like that. His only loss is to Matt Schnell, and that was back in 2015, and that was due to an illegal knee.
Well, I'm going to go with him then.
ANA MMA going to agree on this one. We're going with Jonathan Martinez.
Sorry, Andre. We still like you.
Moving on to the light heavyweight division, we have a pretty good bout here.
Misha Sarkanov going up against Patrick Cummings.
Last time we saw Pat Cummins.
And that fucking mustache.
He lost to Corey Anderson. Right now, he's been in the UFC for a minute. He fights consistently.
Hell yeah.
So he has 6 wins in the UFC to 5 losses. Damn, his first fight in the UFC was Cormier.
For real?
Yeah, that's tough.
Fuck.
He lost to OSP, Glover, Big Nog, or Little Nog. Is that Little Nog? Antonio Rogerio?
Yeah. Against Misha Sarkanov. Misha, one time thought to be the new hot thing in the light heavyweight division before running into Volkan Ozdemir.
Yeah.
And he also just had a loss against from Glover Teixeira. That was back in December. Wow, he hasn't fought almost a year.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think maybe some time off was good for him. I'm going to go with Sarkanov.
I agree on this one. I'm going with Misha Sarkanov. ANA MMA is, or whatever.
In the next fight, we got a fill-in.
This shit's goofy.
Michael Domenis Johnson going up against the greatest fighter of all time, Artem Lobov.
Yeah, so Michael Johnson steps in because Zubaira Tukhugov does not want this work with me. That's exactly why they took him out. And Michael Johnson is just going to absolutely and utterly slaughter Artem Lobov. It's going to be hilarious.
Artem is the goat, though.
I saw this picture. It said 28 men have stepped to the goat. Only 14 have succeeded. And it had a picture of him.
Oh,
and
they, my God.
They, like, cut off, like, his, like, from, like, his elbow down and just, like, put his UFC gloves, like, on his little nubs.
Fuck.
Dude, totally.
Everyone calls him the goat. I love it.
It's just not happening. He's about to be 13 and 15.
14 and 15.
No.
You just said 28 men.
He's
14 and 14.
No, he's 13 and 14. 13, 14, and 1.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Anyway, yeah, take Michael Johnson.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, what is there to talk about? Last time Artem Lobov fought, he's lost two fights in a row. Andre Feely, Cub Swanson.
But they're Michael. Giving him big-ass names, though. What does Artem Lobov bring to the table? I'm not even trying to hate. I'm just saying.
like no. Just no. It's not a thing. Why is he the co-main event? Like, that's goofy as fuck.
Because he's Conor's friend.
I mean, that would have been fire, though, if they had, like, Khabib's dude fighting.
Yeah, Conor's that's what dude, was what but... the plan was, but.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Russians can't keep
sad. Things. Honestly, terrible. Maybe they shouldn't let those Muslim Russians in our country. It's terrible. I see this caravan coming up through Mexico.
What a jackass. What a jackass.
Did Trump comment on the Khabib shit?
I don't think so. Trump looks like a fucking saggy turkey neck.
Oh, you know what we didn't talk about? 50 Cent offered Khabib $2 million to come fight in Bellator.
Yeah, hell no.
And Khabib's manager, Ali, said, no, he's worth 50. And 50 Cent said, just talking mad shit about it. Like, talking about his suit. And just is like, this is a horrible manager. Like, who do you think he is? And then everyone hopped on the comment. Khabib was like, don't talk about my man. It was wild. Did you see that?
You know what I'm saying?
All right, whatever. Anyway.
Yeah.
Bob, what you got?
Cheese. Just straight cheese?
Hell yeah.
Crackers, oh, okay, okay.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I've been known to snack on some cheese.
Yeah. Try to...
those just memes, like those go up and that are grab like a handful.
Me, shredded bag of cheese at 3 a.m.
Seen that.
You haven't seen
but
that?
I do that shit for sure.
Oh, yeah.
that's hilarious.
Took a clump and just throw it in. Like.
Yeah. And you're just like, cool. I fuck with that. I usually go for like some fresh mozzarella.
Yeah, you definitely gotta wash that down with a fat old glass of water.
I like milk in the middle of the night too.
Really?
Yeah. A nice cup of some 2% milk.
I just gotta have water.
Yuck.
I'll drink milk, like, throughout the day. Like, that's fine.
Yuck.
But...
Yuck. Yuck.
No. They're thirsty. All right. Let's finish this. Let's end this. The main event. No time. I got no time for this. Volkan Ozdemir stepping up against Anthony Lionheart Smith, who is already number 10 in the light heavyweight division.
The hottest fighter in the UFC right now.
For sure. By a long shot. Well, the hottest up-and-comer, I guess. Even though he's been in the UFC for a long time.
Yeah.
His resurgence at light heavyweight has just been completely dominant. I'm so excited for him. Really, yeah, just, wow.
just impressive.
He's doing great. He's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's 5-2 in his last 8. Is that 5-2 in his last 7.
Nice.
Yeah. But Anthony Smith, man. Can't say enough good things about him.
Volkan
didn't say much about him.
Just lost to Daniel Cormier back in January.
Damn, I can't believe that all that has happened since then.
Yeah.
Cormier coming the double champ.
Before that, though, I mean, the 42-second knockout of Jimmy Manoa, the 28-second knockout of Misha Serkinov, split decision over OSP.
yeah, man. No time.
I got no time.
He has a 15-second knockout.
Some snazzy shoes.
It's going to be a quick fight, but I'm going to go ahead and go with Anthony Lionheart Smith in this one.
I got to take him, man. He's been just looking great.
He's taller. MMA going to agree on this one. We're going with Anthony Lionheart Smith.
He's taller. I don't think he'll have the power, but I think he's going to find a way to get it done.
Power Rangers.
Yeah. Then we got fucking UFC 230 the week after that. Oh my god, the Black Beast is back.
Yeah, I can't believe that's coming up that quick.
Chris Weidman scheduled to face Luke Rockhold for the second time. Luke Rockhold pulled out and is now being replaced by Jacare, which is a way harder fight, I think, for Weidman.
For sure. It's going to be a good fight, though.
It's going to be good, regardless. Who else is fighting on there? Oh, so they just said, fuck David Branch?
Yeah. I mean, they're still looking for somebody, I think.
Damn. What about Paulo Costa?
Oh.
Get him in there, man. Come on.
I know. Where has Borrachinha been?
Why is this fight on the main card? Carl Robinson versus Jack Marshman?
I mean, that's a good fight.
Above Israel Adesanya and Derek Brunson, though? That seems odd.
That's silly.
That is odd. God, I can't wait for Israel, man.
Yeah, that's good. That, and there's some bad blood. That's like the first bad blood fight we've seen for Israel. Yes.
Number 6 versus number 9. Wow, he's already top 10. Damn! He came in and quick this year.
Yeah, bro, they threw
him. He's probably the hottest
one. They had to get him in the UFC game off rip.
Depending on if Anthony Smith can make a dominant performance. If he loses, then I think Israel is the hottest thing in the UFC right now.
The hottest thing cooking?
Yep. Turn the heat down. You don't need to be that high.
Do you think you can name all of our previous sponsors?
Nope. Fleece Hugs Booty Cheeks, Weed,
Beta Ray Bill.
Beta Ray Bill, yeah. Shout out to him.
Beta Ray Bill, man.
I haven't talked to him in a while.
I know.
I should see if he's okay.
Jeez. Crooks.
Crooks.
Shout out Crooks.
Every fighter we've had on, Victory.
Yeah. Jewel.
Jewel. Fago?
No.
What was the one you said? Doo-doo drink?
Diet doo-doo juice or something? Diet booty juice?
Diet booty juice.
Ew.
I'm going to go home and procure some booty juice, let me tell you.
You're just terrible. Well, that was does that, man. Episode 66, Diet Booty Juice.
No, I don't like that one.
Can I hear Joel again?
I don't like last week's name either. Google Dick? If you guys ever wondered where these names are coming from, that is all this stone bone over here.
It's all stuff we say in the podcast, though.
Yeah, true, but
it's just cool little catchphrases that we come up with throughout our entire... I mean, we said butt jewel once.
Generally, it's you.
Next week, though, is Spoopy 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to sing a song again?
Yeah, we're having episodes 2, Spoopy 2.
Spoopy 2.
Can't wait. It's going to be
wild. We can get some spoopy tooths. Have you drank those yet?
Yeah.
Bro.
I've had literally every fall beer.
I drank one Thursday night. It put me on my ass. I wasn't expecting it to be that strong. I was I am fried.
They're already... did I tell you at the Browns tailgate I fucking got a mini keg?
No.
Of Christmas ale?
What? That's too much.
Oh, I was lit.
Were you drinking hot dog beers with that?
I already did mine. You only have to do one. That's like the rule. Like after you do one, you're exempt for the rest of the season. Dog chug.
Oh, I thought you were doing it every game.
Yeah, somebody does. I did week one. Ronnie did week two. Corey Bob did week three.
Corey Bob.
Who did it last week? Oh, it was two.
Cristobal.
It was Cristobal and Scott.
Yeah,
double dog chug.
Who ate the dog? That was Chris, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I still am going to make it a point to come at least one time. I just want to see one.
You just need to come to the tailgate. I mean,
that's what I mean.
You'll have so much fun, dude. But I'm telling you, Slim, it's worth it to be like blacked out by like 9 o'clock.
You aren't, though. You're always fine.
Bro, I shotgun literally like 6 to 8 beers right before I walk in every single time.
Every time you're like attentive to the game, you're just having a high five. Well,
that's like, I mean, I just go into a whole, like I said, I enter like a whole new universe. Like, I'm so focused and like.
But if you're the one
I'm calling plays and shit, I'm like telling them what's about to happen. I'm up there fucking John Maddening shit, bro.
Oh my God. Maybe that's your calling.
Yeah, I know. I fucking have written letters to be like a junior fucking GM for those motherfuckers. They won't fucking ever reply to me.
A junior GM?
Yeah, general manager.
What do you know about business?
I literally am my own business.
Yeah, but...
I'm Fioramonte and Associates.
All right.
Also a part of the Zofka group.
That sounds like a terrorist organization. I don't like that. And you want to talk about me? What's his name? Tukugov.
I will beat him up.
Dude, that conspiracy theory I watched was fucking weird.
So what do you think about that? Kind of explain to the people what I sent you there.
I don't know if I can. So apparently Khabib has all these like friends in power, millionaires, and people giving him money that Conor mentioned in the press conference calling him out because Conor does his research. And yeah, apparently Khabib has just been getting money from some high political figures, and they do that because that'll like help them win an election. Is if they are seen with like this hometown country hero of an athlete, mm-hmm. you know, they'll buddy up with them. Like they had Floyd was at this one dude's house and
Ramzan,
yeah,
Ramzan and the just the very, other very Russian weird. Mogul,
very odd. Ramzan was accused of starting a camp to kill off gay people.
That's a true thing.
And yeah. when he was questioned about it, he just laughed and said, "Get this out of here."
Yeah, right.
That's a scary guy.
And then the other dude, he just went to jail. That's the dude who Connor was talking about. Mm. And I can't think of his name right now, but he, like dude said, Khabib's from a fucking shack on the side of a fucking mountain. And dude's sitting here telling him, like, I will literally pay for whatever you need me to pay for. Just buddy up with some politicians. Mm. That's all I need you to do.
Literally.
Khabib doesn't give a fuck about that shit. So no. He's like, all right, cool.
Yeah, it's basically to...
For clout.
Yes. It's literally for political clout yeah.
That's crazy.
Wow. Russian politics. Fucking weird.
Super weird.
I don't know. But is he doing it on purpose?
I don't think so.
No.
I just think he doesn't give a fuck.
He's like, oh, you're going to give me money if I just the whole, take a picture with you?
Sure. The whole Ali Abdelaziz shit, though.
Yeah, what?
With 9/11, that shit's wild.
Yeah,
do what? Your own research on that.
That's scary. He was part of the, what is it, Muslims in America terrorist group or something like that? Like,
some wild crazy shit.
Wild.
Not a good dude.
Nope. Anyway, that's our show. Thanks for coming to our TED Talk.
We would be terrible at a TED Talk. That shit would be goofy as fuck.
I don't even know what those are. I've just been saying that lately after I explained something.
You never watched a TED Talk?
No. Nope.
Just like inspiration, like shit to get you like.
I can hype someone up. Bob, you're doing great.
No, it's not like that.
I could be a hype man.
They'll like have like animations and shit, and it's like a funny story or some shit, or like some serious shit. Like, and I'll show you a TED Talk.
Okay, you gonna do one
while
for
we're me? While we're no, my TED Talk would be trash. Unless I drank a Four Loko.
Hey.
We've heard the story where I drank the Four Loko and passed Miss Lisa's fucking yeah.
Jesus.
First period class.
Epically.
Yes.
Wow, I had 3 days off this weekend, and I am not ready to go back to work tomorrow.
Work's gonna suck tomorrow.
All right, gang, we're gonna get out of here.
Bye.
We'll catch
us on Bihu.
Yeah, tomorrow. When will that get released?
Probably like 2 or 3 days after.
Cool.
Usually.
Okay. Well, then
Mitch has to edit it, but
you won't catch us tomorrow. But we'll be on the lookout. We'll post it on one of our pages.
Yeah, it's gonna be. I mean, if you've ever just wanted to listen to like me and Slim get interviewed. And like kind of just like talk about literally whatever that's just not MMA.
I'm sure we will, but
it's going to be like 5 minutes of MMA, and it's not going to be like anything deep, you know?
Yeah.
So
what do you think about the Conor Khabib thing, bro?
No. Did you listen to the last episode? That he's not going to want to talk about it right? After last time. So I mean, just check it out. I think you guys will really enjoy it. It's kind of something different from your two favorite podcast hosts. And, you know, if you don't want to listen to it, eat my ass.
All right, and with that, we'll see you guys next week and on the Before We Head Out podcast.
Yeah.
Bye, y'all. This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.